This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. They don't know why a shooter opened fire in Hamburg, Germany, with tragic results. The AP's Donna Warder with more on the shooting at the Jehovah's Witnesses Hall in Hamburg.
Emergency vehicles rushed to the scene Thursday evening of a three-story building next to an auto repair shop a few miles from downtown Hamburg. Police believe the shooter is among the eight dead. They're not sure how many people were wounded.
A medical transport helicopter crashed in North Carolina last night. All four people on the flight survived, three crew members and a patient. No word yet on what caused the crash, and investigations underway. There's been another train derailment, the AP's Norman Hall on yesterday's incident.
A Norfolk Southern train derailed in East Central Alabama, but company and local officials say there is no threat to the public. The Alabama accident came on the same day Norfolk Southern CEO testified before Congress about the impact of a hazardous materials train derailment in Ohio. The derailment in Calhoun County, northeast of Birmingham, involved about 37 train cars. A company spokesman said none of the cars carried hazardous materials, but two of them are considered residue cars because they previously contained hazardous materials. They were not compromised. I'm Norman Hall.
One of his lawyers says former President Trump's being given an opportunity to testify before a New York grand jury that's been investigating hush money payments made on his behalf during his 2016 presidential campaign. Donald Trump is blasting the investigation, calling it a political witch hunt, and saying he did nothing wrong. More snow. A storm will push eastward from the Midwest with snow from parts of Michigan to New York and Pennsylvania and New Jersey today. Rain will fall farther to the south, heavy thunderstorms in the northeast. This is AP News. Now to President Biden's spending plan. The AP's Sagar Magani with this story.
The GOP's already said it will reject the president's blueprint, which he says will cut deficits by $2.9 trillion over the next decade, in part by boosting taxes on the wealthy. He's challenging Republicans to show their own plan.
Then we can sit down and see where we disagree.
They're demanding severe spending cuts in exchange for lifting the government's debt limit, while also calling for moving toward a balanced budget. In Philadelphia, the president noted they're refusing to raise taxes or cut Social Security or Medicare.
How are they going to make the math work? What are they going to cut?
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the president's plan would simply create even bigger government. It's unlikely to pass either chamber of Congress. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.